We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beats. The beginning of the second week of broadcasting live from Pendleton. We've got a lot to talk about today, and we hope you'll be joining us, including I'm going to challenge Tony and Beamer to something. You guys up for a challenge in the early morning?
Always. Bring it on.
Yes. All right. I mentioned before what the disadvantage of working from home, and I said you can't call in sick because you're already home. All right? But there is an advantage. Now, you guys know, and I know, that when you come into the studio and you're settling in for a three-hour show, you sit down on a chair, okay? Now, the chair has to be totally comfortable, if you get my drift.
Absolutely.
And if not, a certain adjustment may be necessary. Now, you can't, the boys demand a comfortable chair for 3 hours. You can't do that if you're in studio at work, but at home, in the privacy of your own home, behind locked doors and a guard cat, you can make all the adjustments you want. So I think that is a big plus, certainly for us. Not so much for Janet, but for us. It's really the right thing. You guys agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, adjustments yes. need to be made.
Now, Tony, you made me want to get out of my sweats, put on some clothes, and get in the car and drive to Rockburger. You posted a picture of a humongous. At first, I thought it was the outline of a mountain or something. No, it was a cheeseburger. Was it a straight cheeseburger from Rockburger?
No, this was the Rockburger Monster, which is a triple, three 1/3-pound patties.
A full pound in between the buns.
With lots and lots of bacon.
I've seen some women like that. Usually, they're buying purple spandex. A pound of beef in between two large buns. Yeah. Yeah. Tell the guy that owns Rockburger, he ought to call that, you know, the, I don't know. We'll give it a name. We have to get, that'll be the name of it, okay? as we think of it. But
it was
okay.
Delicious, I'll tell
so
you that much.
What's in there? A pound of beef.
A pound of beef, lots of bacon, cheese. I had ketchup on mine. Oh, man.
Wow, sounds good.
It was.
All right. The usual Monday morning question, which I didn't ask last week because I was in the studio, but now I'm at home. I'll tell you first of all about me because it's my show. My name's on the title, so I demand to go first. Nothing. We did nothing. Nothing. Do you hear me? Nothing. And I don't want people to get ticked off at me when I mention this because in no way, shape, or form does this stack up against a killer virus. It's just something that you have to deal with. We're trying to plan a wedding. And we haven't really been able to do much at all, not knowing when things would get back to, quote, normal, close quote. And so we're working on the parameter, on the outside stuff. But the big stuff you can't do until you know, and who will know when that date is there. But it'll be sometime in the future. So it's It's something that, you know, it will get done, but it's going to be later than sooner. You guys, if you're really nice, I'll put you on the list.
Oh, great.
I'll set you next to the dessert table. So,
hey, that's my spot.
Tony, outside of attempted suicide, what did you do this weekend with the kids?
Well, I was excited. I got a notification that Netflix was going to air a series that I found not too long ago. It was called Rust to Riches. It's about a small town, a small shop that customizes cars. So I found the first series by accident on and watched it, and it was okay. This is pretty decent. So they said the second season would now be available. Well, I watched the whole season in a day and a half.
Oh, yeah, you binged it.
Yeah, well, you know, it was great.
Here, Bernadette saw online that the last installment of Homeland was going to be last night. So we get all excited, we get it tuned in and all ready to go, and they didn't end on any kind of a high note, anything you would remember the series for. It's just a normal thing. Then we find out there's four more episodes. So whatever was online was not true. So that's good. How about you, Buzzy Beamer?
Well, you know, caught up on a lot of shows again, another weekend of doing that. We watched Tiger King, which everyone is talking about.
What's that about? What's Tiger King about?
It's about a guy who owns his own zoo full of tigers and other exotic animals. His name is Joe Exotic. He has a very interesting life. He runs for president, ran for governor. But when they started, I don't want to give the ending away. That's the premise. It takes a turn later in the documentary. It's an 8-episode documentary on Netflix. Oh. So if you're looking for something, I know when I talked to Carl Calabrese yesterday, he was 2 episodes in. So I can't wait to hear his reaction once he's done with the series.
And a documentary would mean it's real. However, I find it hard to believe a man would be born with the name Exotic. Well, and then have a zoo of exotic pets.
Right, he changed his last name. That is
what
not
was
his,
it, Lipschitz?
It was all...
It wouldn't work if it was Lipschitz. It just wouldn't work. I'm just telling you, the adventures, the jungle adventures of Maury Lipschitz. It just doesn't fly. Joe Exotic is a different story.
Yeah, so he changed his name to Joe Exotic. That's what he ran for president and governor as, the name Joe Exotic. But his real last name is... It's really long and tough to understand, or to pronounce.
Well, good. Don't give it a try then, because you never get it right if you're just guessing anyway.
No.
All right, what?
Oh, what? I was going to say, beside that, you know, we just tried to not get bored. We made a top 64 music bracket, and we're starting to chip away at that, and we may have had a few adult beverages.
See, that's the problem with you millennials, okay? You got to learn from us. You're in the house for 3 days with a beautiful woman. You've got, you're safe and sound behind closed doors. What are you going to do? Hey, why don't we do a movie bracket game? That would be fun. What's the matter with you, man?
The weather was nice, too.
You know, the excuse of not tonight, I have an exotic headache, doesn't really fly.
Sandy, the
president made all of those excuses go away.
You're trying to force me into saying something on the air.
No, I don't want you. Just tell me off the air. We can record it.
That's the problem. Everything we say to you on or off the air is subject to recording.
Yes, I know it is. By the way, before we go to break, thank you, Michael Caputo, for doing what you did and outing a thing online that should never have been online. And if in a perfect world, it wouldn't have been in anybody's mind, let alone online. But thank you, Caputo. Thanks for doing that. It's a good outcome. The person involved, one of the two people involved, got fired.
Has left the building.
Absolutely deserved to get fired. If I were firing her, I'd have had her things in a cardboard box at the curb in front of the hospital. That's what I would have done. And I think the hospital CEO and president did a great job, acted decisively in the interest of the patients and certainly in the interest of the institution. So, Michael Caputo, if you were here, I would pat you on the back, Michael. Nice job. Let's take a break now on News Radio 930 WBEN. Either of you guys see the big concert that was on Fox last night?
No, I did not watch it. I believe Jeannie and Nick did, though.
Okay. How about you, Buzz?
Of course I did.
I thought the bet. Now, I hate to admit this because I was in the company of a woman who has a particular set of skills. She loves the Backstreet Boys, and I thought that of all the acts there, the Backstreet Boys were the best. What'd you think?
Oh, they were great. The way they coordinated that from their five different locations. I have to say, Demi Lovato was also great on that concert last night.
Well, that's because you love Demi Lovato. You might be a little prejudiced in this, don't you think?
Also, Tim McGraw did a great job as well, I have to say.
I'll tell you this, too. Elton John was the host. And he says, I've had a lot of houses. This is the only house that I've ever had that doesn't have a piano in it. And I'm here. I can't leave here. So he was the host, and he did a good job. He played on a little toy keyboard at the end, did part of one of his songs. But he was great to be the host. It was a nice feeling of camaraderie. It was not a Las Vegas Review by any chance, but everybody was doing their own thing. And all different kinds of music for different tastes. I thought Fox did a good job by putting it on. So I'm glad they did that. Gave us a sense of feeling for America. We knew that we were fighting a common enemy, in this case the virus, because the artists all let their hair down. I swear, some of the women on there didn't even have makeup on. And the guys weren't dressed up in any stage outfits. Everybody just did what they did. As if they were home doing it for their Uncle Harry. I mean, it was not nice. Did you like the concert, Buzzy?
Oh, I did. I enjoyed it. I have to say, I think all the acts were great. It showed their true talent. I mean, Sam Smith sang without any kind of music. And
yep.
I thought that was a great version of the song. And I obviously have to mention, Camila Cabello, however you say her name, looked stunning.
I guess she did, if I knew which one she was. Fox put their logo in the lower left-hand part of the screen, which is where they put the names of the artists. Now, if you don't follow a lot of different kinds of music, like they had all of the different kinds there, you maybe didn't know who some of these artists were. So you would think that that was one thing that they could have corrected, a simple technical glitch by moving the logo from the left side to the right side. And of all things, Fox is not associated with the left. So they should have been on the right to start with. But it was good to see it. It reminded me of the post 9/11 concerts, or the We Are the World, you know, that kind of thing. Very good.
On ABC 98.
Yeah, an advisory coming up, eh? Is that thing loud enough?
Oh, it's super annoying because he never shuts up.
Yeah, they squawk and tell you what's coming up. Now, we understand that Cuomo is going to be on at what time after?
1:30.
After we're done, 1:30. And we will carry that live. How were the kids, Tony? Did you manage to keep them amused?
Oh, I tell you what, Samantha is a handful. Anytime you want to take her for a couple of hours, it'd be okay with us. She doesn't stop.
I would take her for a walk, but I don't have a leash. I don't want her to scare the dogs.
Oh, she terrorizes us, that's for sure.
You know, speaking of pets and everything, I think, like, we have two cats. They add so much, and I'm sure if you have dogs, it's the same thing. They just add so much to your life that being a quarantine like this, basically quarantined, it makes it easier. It's not easy, but it's easier as if you got somebody to talk to, even if it's a dog or a cat. Like Alan said a couple of days ago, because he has all the screens, all the traffic screens and whatever in his house, which makes a lot of sense. Because he's got a lot of things to talk about normally with traffic or any accidents. He said he was lonely. I don't think if you have pets, it's that easy to be lonely because they keep you busy all the time.
Yes. They're great companions.
Yeah, they really are. And they're non-judgmental.
Okay. Cats are. Don't know. Cats are very judgmental. They give you that look and like, yeah, forget it.
Our cats, they talk to us and we talk to them. We have conversations with them all the time, and they talk back. They know when you stop talking, it's time for them to talk. It's like being a talk show host. When the caller stops talking, it's time for you to talk. Now, we got a lot to talk about today when we come back, But one thing I do want to say before we go, pardon me, I just had to move the chair around. The light is in my eyes. Are you buying that?
No, but not at all.
This is so cool. I feel freedom, Tony. Free at last.
Not me.
Free at last. Lord Almighty, I'm free at last. I love this home broadcasting. So do the boys. All right, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, live from Pendleton. Bad news over the weekend. The Reverend Darius Pritchin was found to be positive for COVID-19. Let's hope he has a swift and 100% recovery from that, certainly. On the celebrity side, Joe Diffie has passed away, a country artist. You may or may not be familiar with Joe Diffie. Buzzy, you said you saw him this past summer? Oh, he's not there. Okay. Not Joe Diffie, but Buzzy. See, this is one of the negatives of being remote is you can't actually see the other studio. But the other very distressing to me was about John Prine. John Prine is in my top three artists of all times and maybe my favorite artist of all times. I would say Ray Charles, George Jones, and John Prine. And John might be number one. He's had a very difficult last few years battling cancer where you hardly recognize him. I saw him in town this past summer. So he battled cancer and fought back from that and actually got back on the road again. He was scheduled to have another operation. I don't know if it was a cancer operation or not. But then I read, and thanks to Mr. Cummings, thank you for the heads up. I read that he tested positive, and then I read from national sources that he is now in intensive care. And, you know, obviously he has an immune system, not an immune system, his system can't fight back now because of all this, and let's hope he recovers. A fabulous songwriter, a really interesting and fun performer, and my all-time favorite, absolute all-time favorite, John Prine. So let's hope that that he recovers from that. Really tough news. You know, all of these people that lose their lives, every one of these people are valuable to society. We don't know them all. And I guess if you don't know somebody, it's harder to take it personally. But we do take it personally. Lives matter. They really do. And so let's hope John Prine comes out of this one. Now, I did want to bring this up. Sunday morning on CBS, which is Channel 4 locally, from 9 to 10:30, is the CBS Sunday morning show. It's a very, very good show. Very well done. Great reporters. And you'll see things on there you won't see anywhere else. Okay? They do pieces, that a little obscure pieces that are really fun, and you didn't know it. Now you know it, and you're glad you know it. Period. Okay? But they are unbelievably biased. I mean, I know they are, and I still watch the show. That's how good the show is. But yesterday, under the heading of, aren't we all really Americans anymore? They did a story about the virus and, of course, about the president. And Martha Teichner could not resist taking shots at the president. And some things were just dishonest. The most important people in media as far as changing opinions are the editors. Because the editors can make something that is supposed to be over here end up over there. It's all in editing. They, for instance, said that Dr. Fauci and the president were at odds over what to do. Well, that isn't the case. Fauci himself stepped up to the microphone, remember, and said that we're on the same page. We're just looking for different ways to do it, but we're on the same page. Okay? They didn't. They presented it as a distinct difference of opinion. He was off one day because he had another appointment, and they said that was probably because he disagreed with the president. Just making stuff up out of whole cloth. And they disgraced themselves. They truly did. They made it sound like the president is a bumbling fool when indeed he is not, by any stretch of the imagination. But what got me was not the attack on the president per se. It was how do we have an America anymore where people put the country first? Or is everything go through a political sieve? Every single thing. Well, I know a person who decided not to just sit back and take it. What they do on that show is as soon as one of the features, and they run eight or nine features a show, when a feature is run, as soon as it's run, they post it online. Facebook. It's on Facebook. So this woman that I'm going to get married to, I'm so proud of her, she went online, went on Facebook, and told them what she thought of the biased piece that they had just run and caused an avalanche. She started an avalanche of negative attitudes toward that piece on how biased it was. And so I'm grateful that she is interested enough to get off the couch and get that thing done. Now, you guys don't watch that show, do you? It's Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, Channel 4.
No, I don't.
No, I'm busy doing my own Sunday show.
Oh, that's right. I forgot, Mr. Star, that that you were preparing. What were you in hair and makeup at that time?
That's right. My hair and makeup is still an essential.
Well, it's a very good show, and I'll still watch it. But their bias is so embarrassing, and I want us to get back to being Americans. Is that impossible? They changed every meaning of anything that we saw for our own eyes to fit their narrative. And I think, as Bernie posted in her reply to CBS, it really, really shows. And we hope that they stop it. Just stop it, please, because I don't want to have to stop watching it because I like the show. Now, that's enough of our dialogue for today. Now, there's something going on in Texas. I love Texas. I used to work in Dallas-Fort Worth for WBAP. Big monster, fire-breathing dragon of a radio station, covered 32 states. And when I was down there, we were probably among the top two, maybe three, but probably two country stations in the country. So just a monster station, a lot of listeners, and I enjoyed my time there. What they're doing is Texas has decided to do something that a little unusual. Louisiana, which for those of you who don't have a map, is right next to Texas, has a hot spot or more of New Orleans and probably more than that. And so Texas doesn't want what happened to Florida. When New York City became a hot spot, a lot of people in New York fled to Florida because they probably had a place in Florida anyway. Okay, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how Texas is involved with Louisiana and what you think of it. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. We're talking about what's going on down there in Texas. The bordering state, Louisiana, is looking like they're about to get a hot spot, a very hot spot, out of New Orleans. And there's some other areas that look very iffy, too. Texas is in better shape regarding numbers of people and whatever, especially for the size of the population and the landmass that Texas has. So Texas doesn't want to happen to them what happened to Florida here on the East Coast. When residents of New York City found out that New York was a real hot spot, a lot of them went to Florida. They fled to Florida. And, of course, some of them, not knowing because everybody isn't tested, probably carried some of the disease with them, some of the COVID-19 disease with them. And so Florida didn't like that. And certainly Texas doesn't like the thought of the people from New Orleans and other parts of Louisiana fleeing over the border to Texas so that they could avoid the hotspot. And not knowing, because they weren't vetted or anything else, not knowing if they're carrying the disease or not. So what Texas has done, decided to be proactive. They've taken their police and put them at the borders. And they're stopping cars with Louisiana plates and asking, what are you doing? Where are you going to Texas for? And they also ask them the question, are you prepared to shelter in place? I think it's 2 weeks. Are you prepared to shelter in place for 2 weeks? Do you have plans for that? If you say no, I don't know how they could enforce this, but if you say no, they turn you back. Can't come into Texas. Got to go home. And I was just wondering, I understand why they're doing it. I don't understand if I agree with it or not. We are a free nation. Unlike Europe, we are free to travel any place we want. And I say most places in Europe you could, but during the Cold War you couldn't, okay? So I'm just asking, is this something that rubs you the wrong way, or is it the right thing to do? We are American citizens. We pay United States taxes. We have the right to travel around, except in very restricted conditions. And I'm not really sure how I feel about it. Buzzy, you and Tony, give me your thoughts. Is that the right thing to do, or is it too intrusive and probably illegal?
It might be. I think it's the right thing to do, though.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's the legal thing to do.
No, but you know.
So you think it's the right thing to do? I get your vote.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. I can count on your vote.
The
legalization might be tricky though.
Might be problematic. Tony, what do you think? Is it the right thing to do? Suppose you were a Louisiana resident. You said, "Hey, don't want to take a chance. Let's go to Texas," and they stopped you at the border and turned you around.
Yeah, they have that right, I guess. I'm with you guys. I don't know the legality. I'm not a lawyer, so
you know,
that's one
funny
thing we have to research.
What's funny though is Texas. If Texas does that, and there's no legal challenge to it, that means that you can do that at the Texas-Louisiana border, but you can't do it at the U.S. border.
Right, because isn't this what we heard about Rhode Island just a few days ago? Didn't Rhode Island want to do that with New Yorkers?
Yeah. The bottom line is, if they're here illegally, you can let them in, guide them to a sanctuary city, give them food, education, health care, and free college tuition. But if you're from Louisiana, you can't go into Texas. I mean, doesn't that sound a little unfair?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so that's the first question. Do you favor that or do you not favor that? Is it the right thing to do or is it the wrong thing to do? So suppose Pennsylvania and Massachusetts, which are both border states to us, suppose they were hot spots. Would it be okay for us to turn them around and send them home? If they're not prepared to shelter in place. So I want to know how you feel about the Texas thing. Also, do you know anybody that's tested positive? We heard the Reverend, good Reverend today, talking very hoarse. He sounded hoarse. We may be talking to him later in the show. It's quite possible. Do you know anybody that's been tested positive? I don't know if they do any actual anything to help cure it, because I don't think there is. I think they just tell you to do the same thing the rest of us are doing and stay at home, avoid contact, maybe get plenty of rest. I'd be interested to see what the healthcare professionals have to say about if you're diagnosed as positive. And also, they have extended the rules for staying in our home and what's open and what's closed. The president extended them to the 30th of April, and the state extended them to the 15th of April. So the president extended them twice as long as the state did. I want to know how you feel about that, too. Because there are, you know, it's funny, in that piece on the CBS Morning News on Sunday morning, one of the things that was brought up was how the president is feuding with some members of the task force, when that is not the case. But that was brought up as an example of why he is not a good leader, okay? But the bottom line is Fauci said that they're on the same page. And the president, when he hinted at how great it would be if we could get some things open by Easter, was totally criticized for that. As here's an example of why he disagrees with the medical people and why he is doing a lousy job. Then when he decides not to do that and actually agrees with the medical people, he doesn't get any praise for that. Even Chris Wallace had the Secretary of the Treasury on and said, what happens at these meetings? He said, well, we all throw ideas out there, whatever. President listened to the advisors. Well, that wasn't enough for Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace had to say, but what if he hadn't? I mean, come on. Come on. Let's get it. Let's get with it. Let's take a break. Rush will be on next on News Radio 930. This is WBN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.